Peak oil, explained by iMines. Oil is put to use every day in vehicles, planes, agriculture, and many other ways. Developed nations have been built on oil and are still very much reliant on this finite commodity. The vast changes to life brought about by the Industrial Revolution depended on oil as a power source. It is not unexpected, then, that many people find it difficult to admit the world is changing. Cheap energy may not be available indefinitely, and this will prove damaging to world economies. There are two major concerns with oil consumption. First, there is its impact in the form of global warming and the need to find environmentally sustainable alternative energies. Secondly, there is the concern of cheap oil reaching a peak and eventually running out completely. Peak oil is the point at which the maximum rate of oil mining is reached and production then begins to drop off. The oil doesn't run out at the peak, as approximately half the oil in the well, or field, remains to be produced. The idea of peak oil was first introduced by the renowned Texan geoscientist M. King Hubbert in 1956. In this year, he correctly predicted the United States of America's oil production would peak between 1966 and 1972.